6,000, more than 6,000 miles by airplane, you go to 6 hours. You know, they make one Hoover Dam, they make the stretch of cement. And they're in the underground, they make everything enough. So God gave us creativity, stop everything. Also, we have a special intuition to escape. We know that before something happens, we have no reason to complain. Sometimes I went to South America, anyway. I went to Guatemala, Guatemala and Costa Rica. 3 years ago, Costa Rica, they had a big earthquake. I really wanted it. It's very good. But earthquake destroyed the whole city. Then you can rebuild it. In America, every country, we have enough money to rebuild. Today, all money used for war or weapons, things like that. You go to New York, they, in order to build a new building, you know, they come in big crane car, breaking, dynamite, things, it costs a lot of money, a lot of time. But once you get destroyed, then you can build a new house. Today we have ability to build a new house, or we have enough money, everything. Today we use the money for the war, for criminal things, useless. But anyway, we have enough money. Today we have our science, we can reach the moon, not reach the moon, conquering the moon. We civilize the moon like Earth with sun. We have such ability within us. So all this is not fun. Then you say, why God created mosquito and fly, they also insects and itchy, why God made like that? You don't do it, you keep the screen window, there's no problem. And then you never come. Well, what's wrong? Also, sometimes we eat you, insects, you take baths, take shower, and change the new clothes. No problem. Anything wrong? You live like an animal, you know, so you itch, and there's a problem. God created you not like animal, you create man, so you live, man, live like a man, you have no problem. Those insects, those birds, you know, insects and those, you know, mosquitoes they need for the bait for the birds, then everything they can make the balance for this world, you know. So, yeah. Then sometimes you think, why they can't create poison? And they drink poison, then people die. Why God create some bad poison? Poison not for drinking, for the chemical, use the chemical taste, you know, you use something science use, not for drink. You become negative, you want to commit suicide, you drink, then it becomes poison. Why are you complaining God? You want poison? If you want to commit suicide, come to see me, I'll give you poison. What kind of poison, Papasan, you have? I give you one bucket full of water. If you drink bucket full of water, you die. Everything over drink, everything becomes poison. You want to die? You go to the dining room. Then you go to the kitchen. You drink the soy sauce, food butter, then that becomes poison. You spoil your stomach to die. Everything, you know, you want to die, you know, everything becomes poison. Can you see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with poison yourself. Because you want to die, you commit suicide by yourself. Why are you complaining God? Even this grass, you want to kill yourself, you kill it. Then why God created this grass? You can't say that. People, we are so selfish. Everything we know how to complain God, nobody knows I'm wrong. I made a mistake. Don't you think so? So we have to, anything, something, wrong thing come up, first thing, I have to see by myself. We have usually not transfers to God, nothing wrong. Okay, I understand. So what? Yeah, okay, I understand God, why we need God? God is living in heaven, we are living on earth, I don't need God. I am just conscious, nice person, it's good enough, I don't need God. Why we need God? Without good man, you can't have a. Without good character, you can't have a good man. You don't have a good man, you have a good, no good family, no good society, no good country. Good country, good world, begin with good man who have good character. You know they have a good character. What is the most simple and quickest way that is believing God? Believing God is one of the most practical ways and simple and quickest way. I tell you. If you believe God like country man and country boy without anything, you know he must not do any evil things. This is the most practical thing. Communist, the other the religion, all the way you discipline, training them, Buddhism, you want to, okay, try! You can follow me. To be inside yourself, you don't need just believe God. I told you, not just believe God, by clear reason. That is why I give you the whole reason. Here is God. This is very important. Once you understand God clearly, you never forget it. That is why you understand God. Make sense of God, then you control yourself, then you have a good character. Then good man, tonight you have strength. Therefore, my talk is true or not, you look at the whole human history. Great men, the saints, and the holy men, or the prophecies, all those people come from the God and the religion. Why? Because religion, God, producing most of the good men. It's a fact. It's reality. Not only that, the great civilization, the culture, everything comes from the religion, from God. As you know, believing God is the fact of our life. Building good character, building the great civilization of the culture. Also, in the past, great philosophers, great scientists, always they have spiritual intuition from the spiritual, from the God, not just his own thinking. Also, if you like to have a really good strength and power in your life and confidence, you are thinking God and really help you. Your conscious power, rational power, just to give you strong will. But you believe God, then give you one more strong will, you know, two strong will, then you can control everything you want. That is why, when you believe in God, everything else. Even if I told you, even if you get sick, you are facing God, that power you can help you to cure your sickness. Nothing wrong believing God, as you know. No reason to complain at all. But I don't like religion. What did you say? Yes, many people, they don't like God, they don't like religion. Why? I understand. Faith, why? Today, many hypocritical religionists, the ignorant religionists, that is why many people, they don't like the religion, they don't like the God. But they are hypocritical religionists. They are even the religious, they are not God himself. They made a mistake, their mistake, not God's mistake. Can you understand what I mean? I understand somebody hates religion, sometimes hate the God. Why? Some hypocrites, they go to the church, they believe God, they say that. But actually they do bad things, they tell in the lie, committing adultery, and stealing, you know, hypocritic. That is why, see, look at the Christian, look at the religion, they go to the church, they don't believe the things. So why do we need the God? Why do we need the religion? So many things. They have their mistake and their mistake, that's not God's mistake. Sometimes children make a mistake, children are bad children, but father and mother, look. You can't say. That is why we have an enemy for the religion, that is the Hippocratic religion, that the ignorant of the religion is just ask, just believe it. Without, you know, really explaining the truth. But without doing the good example of the religion, just their thinking, their hypocrisy. The enemy, not God, not the religion. Proof of God, only teach the good things, the good things, help us with our life. But those hypocritic, ignorant, religious, they support the religion. I am the lost the glory of God, goodness of God. You have no reason to ask God in the first place. Against Hippocratic, and also even on the religions. That is our endless. Finally, I tell you, if we don't believe God, you and I, we don't believe God, we are not men. We are animal, we are not much. Why? If we are men, we have a nature to believe in God. This is the nature. Why? Did you see any monkey? They believe God. They monkey they have a religion. They monkey they worship the sun, worship moon, star, or some tree or something behind their eyes. Did you see any monkey they interest in religion? Monkey, I hear you. Then who is going to run away? Oh God! You see
speak anything?
Even when they come, they never seek the God. They never idolize the God. Why? Monkey is just monkey as animal, but he's not a divine existence. But God created man
as a divine existence. God is a divine existence, also man is a divine existence. That is why Eastern, Western, or the past, or the today, or no matter what, everybody has a religion. Any country, any race, in the past, today, war, people create the divine existence like a God. That is why divine existence, we seek God, God seek the man, this is the nature. Same common understanding. If we don't seek the God, then we are not real to the human being. We are entirely lost. Why today many people, they don't believe God? Because of two reasons. You are brainwashed by atheism, materialism, or your conscience is really corrupted, like leprosy. Leprosy, you know, you don't feel anything. You need leprosy. Today many people, I don't believe God, I don't believe it. Nature of the mankind responds to God. This is the nature. But you don't anything you respond for God. You are entirely brainwashed by the atheism at school or some scientist. Or your conscience really corrupted like a leprosy, so doesn't anything feel anything. We have to understand what kind of situation I am. Your brain is normal, your conscience is normal, it's nature. One day, you know, Christian and atheist, they talk about God. Christian tried to convince the atheist to believe God. The atheist, no, I don't believe God, there is no God. But this Christian, he cannot really speak nicely, he can convince, he couldn't convince. Then one day they have a chance to travel together by boat. Middle of the ocean is a heavy storm, then boat is really rolling. Then almost the boat is turned over. Then captain said, everybody put the life jacket yourself and save yourself, risk yourself. It's dangerous. It's no more I can help. Then this atheist who denied God, you know, decided to say that. Oh, God help me! Then Christian said, you are atheism, good on the land, not on the ocean. You understand what I mean? Only good for on the land, not in the ocean. That is human nature. And you deny God. Something you really have a dangerous. Something you really are happy. Oh God, that is extremely happy, extremely dangerous. You know, already called this human nature. Even your bit of your conscience, bit of the mind you have, that's the nature. I tell you, Anderson. I think it's 16 years ago, when the first general secretary of the UN, Hammarskjöld. He was the Hammarskjöld. I think he's Swedish name. Hammarskjöld. He was first general secretary of the UN. At that time, Hammarskjöld, he really helped the free world. He was like the communist. Or, you know, that. One day, trouble happened between the communist and the free world, you know. In Africa, something happened, free world, you know, Africa, trouble. Then Hammarskjöld arrived from New York to Africa. Then after everything finished, he on the way back to the New York by airplane, he died by airplane accident. Mm-hmm. I think everybody knows. Mm-hmm. Then newspaper man met with Khrushchev, with the first secretary of Russia, Khrushchev. He's the biggest big shot at that time in Russia. The newspaper, the communists, they really hated Hammarskjöld. Always Hammarskjöld helped the free world, they always against the communists, but he didn't like. Then the newspaper man asked Khrushchev, what do you think, you know, Hammarskjöld, he died by airplane accident? Then what Khrushchev said to the communist first secretary, he said, heaven help us, let him die. Heaven help us. He's the communist. But something to bring up, only the heaven or God, I think, that's the human nature. He can't do that. Because Khrushchev himself, you know, long time ago, he had some kind of reason, some kind of nature in him. That way he can't deny it. If we
we don't believe God, we have to understand completely our conscience God.
And the Bible says, sure, how do you can see?
When we see the whole human history, scientists, any scholar, any people who are conscientious and pure, you know, those philosophers, always they believe God. But they are not conscientious, you know, people, they always deny God. But conscientious people who have a pure mind, always they believe God, God's life.
God created the man as his body. So, mind, you know, spirit seek the body, and the body seek the spirit. This is the natural. What is the man? We are body of God. What is the God? God is our spirit.
Their spirit and body make one. That is why always the man, the nature, to respond to God, God responds to man. This is the thing. That is why we can't deny throughout the whole human history.
Even Solomon, he became king, he became luxury, everything he had, since he created the human Father, God, please help me. Why? Nature. What kind of money you have, what kind of position you have, you anything you can you control, still you believe God, the human nature.
Finally, I tell you, purpose of the religion is not only seeking forgiveness of sin.
We ask for forgiveness in at one more thing, we subjugate the sin, control the sin. Not only asking me, Heavenly Father, I'm sorry, forgive me.
That not only that, also one more thing,
strong will, strong mind, make one with God. We control all those evil, and we become free men.
Just you, I'm simply and always repent, you know, ask for forgiveness. You do not control your sin, you never be free. You see the Christian being free?
He said, oh, we're free, we're you know, clean like snow.
But unless you control your sin in here, you never be free.
That is why. Not only, you know, oh, forgiveness sin, one more thing, control your sin. Also, one more thing, because the religion is not only speaking in the kingdom, also not only entering the heavenly kingdom afterlife, one more thing, to actualize the heavenly kingdom on earth. So we have to build the heavenly kingdom on earth.
You know how to build the heavenly kingdom on earth? Only missionary, only minister, you can do it.
We need very capable, good politician. We need a good engineer, good scholar, good economist, good teacher, good professor, good businessman. We need all types of people. Or we need a good garbage collector too.
No strike. We need all kinds of people. Amazing thing. Just minister, just missionary.
That's good for the only church movement. If you make the heavenly kingdom, without good politics, good economy, good economists, good scientists, how you can do it? Without good teacher, good professor, how you can educate?
We need all kinds of people. Until today, Christians,
give up everything, just believe God, just I want to be missionary.
Somebody wants to be a missionary? Somebody wants to be a minister? Okay. But also, I want to be a
number one best. Clean, you know, holy, you know, in the capable partition in God. But I will become number one, you know, engineer and professor and economist and businessman. I want to make more money. You can grow this industry. You can help the government, help the people.
Therefore, I'm not asking you to ever a minister. Today we need men, so we bring the men.
But at the same time, should be
number one politician.
I want to be sometimes less than the prime minister of this country. I'm a good teacher, a good economist of this country.
That is the purpose of the religion.
So we have a whole kind of strong confidence. At the same time, we have a burning desire, ambition, or the organ of hope. Deep heart to brother and sister, and the one family of the Swedish, and the one world family, but the one is our purpose. And we should have strong taste and strong future. This is my speaking.
Yeah. When we come to that point, what shall we do? I mean, when we can't pray deep enough, when we haven't got deep desire for God,
You know, if you really like to pray, that's good enough. You know, first thing you have to understand God clearly, not just believe. Second thing, if you know God clear, you understand clearly, still you have to know how to, you know, communicate with God, make covenants with God by prayer. This is very important. Then you think, I pray to God, but I can't really deeply respond to God. Why? When you pray to God, first thing you understand God clearly, ask God heart clearly. Then that, by understanding, you can come very close. The next you have to make, you're not just a plus and minus one, then you're going to take the three things, you know. First you make the common base, you know, then make the unity, you know. You make common base and unity, then next you're going to take, then from here you're going to stop, dimension. So you can only make the common, give and take with God, make a unity. When you pray, first thing, you never pray just by love, you know. The God, unless God is sincere and truth of God, means you must be honest. Anything you speak, you is talking from the mouth, words from the mouth, is only go through the horizontal, and never go through the up. If you're speaking, you're prayer, you know. Do the sound of the prayer. This is just totally good for the people's ear listening to this, but it never goes up. You want to go up. You pray even one word or two words, you know. Sincerely, truly pray. This is very important. When I was young, I read Akashika. I don't like the Christian at all. I don't like the religion at all. You know, by religion, a lot of religious war, a lot of trouble. I read from my, then I really hate the religion, God. But one day, I have a certain reason. My friend forced me to go through the certain picnic. But that is that my wife, my friend deceived me, that wasn't a picnic. That is a mountain, actually, ministered mountain prayer meeting. I'm really hating, you know, a Christian meeting. But he took me to the mountain prayer meeting. He told me it just was a picnic. He was really making me a picture. The whole minister, everybody, they praying. Their prayer is so beautiful. Then, I don't know how to pray, but the one, you know, the minister who died in the meeting, he's a special, you know, person, fast 40 days, and he's a very special person. He came, God pointed out for that place. That is my time turning point to become Christian. I never believed in it. I never become Christian by talking. Christian is nothing. But I have a spiritual experience. By spiritual experience, I changed my life to become Christian. Then he really said, you know, abandon here one Satan. That is why we have no Holy Spirit coming from heaven. That means I am the only one. I do not know how to pray. So I felt very sorry. Because of me, you know, all ministers, all people, you know, especially monk in prayer, they are missing the Holy Spirit, you know. It's one week they pray, you know, the monk of all. I have to pray, because it told me I have a trouble, but I'm not Christian, I don't know how to pray. But anyway, I have to do it, otherwise they have a problem, you know. It's monk, I have no choice, no car to go down. Yeah, I know. God, if I believe God, I must not tell a lie, you know. He knows everything. I have that kind. I don't know how to pray. That's the first my word to the God. God! I don't know, the next word didn't come out. God! Next word I think of. Then I said, how are you? My first prayer. One word, I said, God, how are you? I'm getting the spirit going. Then my mouth is open. And I start talking. God, 2,000 years ago you sent Jesus and saved this world. How come today we have so much problem in here? What are you doing? Send Jesus again and save this world. Really? That is why prayer
what I don't know how to say this, that might be just a thought, one more thing, be it true. This is the way you can make happiness, you can make peace, then this is the method given to you. You know, actually, you're very interesting. When I'm really excited, the Holy Spirit coming to me, then I transfer the speech away. So my eyes and ears, everything open speechily. You know then what happened? There was 40 ministers. They attending special mountain prayer. They prayed so beautiful. After I opened my ear, eyes, entirely different. So the ministers prayer, before you know, I opened my spiritual ear, their prayer was so beautiful. But after I opened my spiritual ear, and then they are talking, Heavenly Father, please, you did a good job. What am I choosing for blessing? Everything is, you know, they're talking, not beautiful. They're not honest, not there, not sincere, not true. And the words are just like, you know, when you in the music, because when you round like this, symphony is beautiful. But you go up and it's like, you know, very good. That is why, not any sincere, honest words never go up, just for sound, like hip record is rounding the upper side. See? Very interesting. 40 people, they praying together. I can listen every 40 people what they pray. I have only 2 ears, but I can listen everybody what they pray. When I open my speech ear, you know how? If you open your speech, you transfer the speech word, then you don't need this ear. All your body, all skin just become ear. All their words is like a receiver. Like a receiver, you know. Whole this body becomes not only ear, this is this, all my skin is all receiver too. You can hear by the whole of your body. All each cell is become also ear too. Millions of people speak to you, everything you can understand. So they're talking just by feeling, you can understand what they talk. Like in a dream, somebody they come without talking, you understand what he, you know, without talking, you understand what he's thinking about, what he, you know, or say, you know. Changing the speech of your body become sensitive, you know. Yeah, so you can understand. 40 minister what they talking. Everybody understand what they talking. Therefore, we 100 people we pray, Heavenly Father understand everybody what you talking. The word. We see everybody we talk how he understand. We talk how to talk. And everything. Also your eyes are open, speech, then you can see everybody. You can read your mind with everything. Therefore, first condition, you pray to God. Sincerely, honestly, otherwise you never go up or you just see. Good word sounds for ear for other people. You don't go to God. This second. First thing. Second thing, when you pray, you never put yourself center. You put all God centers you pray for in the God, providence, or pray for others. Then, including you, in the God promise, never fail yourself, then Satan gives you never spiritual receive, you have never spiritual faith. Third thing, if you do something, commit sin or crime or some bad thing, you are under indemnity in the condition of your violent in your conscience, you are violent in your mind, you cannot do it. And when you pray, you have to be clean and nice. Without, you know, that, you know, thing, you know, under indemnity condition, anything like that, but I'm consistent with that. Then, first thing, however you pray, without doing you can receive. Bible says, you know, anything you ask to God, you can receive it. But just you pray, oh, I pray the 40 days, best 40 days condition, but then, no. I wanted to, you know, best way to do good witness. Spend time outside as much as possible. you go out, you have more chance to meet people. If you stay in the home, you have no chance to meet. That is what Jesus said. You look the bird, flying bird, that is the staying bird on the branch. You have to fly, you have to go out. And also, this is very simple. Put it with weakness. You go out and meet the people as many as you can. When you meet the people, you know, just I go in. You have that kind, you never do that. When you do, you willingly do it. This is very important. When you go to fundraising, you understand? Today I want to do it. You have a good spirit. Everything you do, put your spirit, willingly do it. You want to get a good feeling, you willingly do it. You can have good results. Today, I don't want it. If you have only 100 pounds, 50 pounds. But today I want to really do it. A good spirit. Then, you know, 500 pounds, 600 pounds, 1,000 pounds a day. Same kind of work. You put your spirit, you do willingly do it. And there is a difference. Same thing when you go to the witness. You spend more time on the outside. Then if you put the very spirit, you know, then you can have a result. Then result give you more joy. Then you can do more in everything. But if you don't put the spirit, then you don't have a result. Then more you discredit, then you lose. That is beauty. You deal with you, force yourself to put the spirit in. When you do it, it's very important. Now in Japan, there is one lady, you know, she is the one who brought most of the people. I went to Japan, I gave a good lecture and thing, you know. But what? You know, sister, she brought many people. Many Japanese asked me, Papa-san, what is the best way to witness? And if you want to good witness, you go, you just follow her. Her name is Matsumoto, Miss Matsumoto. You follow Miss Matsumoto. She's the one who wake up early in the morning before eat breakfast. She goes to the minister's breakfast meeting. Before he eat breakfast, she always go out. Then after eat, she go out. She's the one who likes to talk, likes to meet the people, likes to talk. Her nature is like that, you know. So always she go out and talk, and she's really enjoying. When you do things, you really enjoy your work. This is important. You don't enjoy it, you don't do it, you know. She brought the most of the people in Japan. Because even your bright eyes, something you can hit, you know, target. You hit many, then you can hit it. So you go many people, you go many places, you hit many people. So you can hit it. That is why one is the best way. Meet the people as many as you can. Who is willing to enjoy something which will be hard. You know, whether you tell me or not, I know what you're doing. You know why? Without even before then, I don't want. Same thing, I don't sleep. Sometimes I don't like. I go out with this, I don't like. I'm not always good man, a good boy. Same thing, you know. Sometimes. Every day, many days I have no speech, I just, I'm really ashamed, and today I want to be enjoyed. That's something you do. You meet good people, then you give them a lecture, see a good feeling, then you can take it. And after I change my, then I can, you know, I mean, I'm Jews, it's very willingly, joyfully, I like to do it, but I can meet good people. Same thing, when I do fundraising in Japan, I did fundraising in Japan with Japanese family, I'm Mr. Fundraiser. In Japan, you know, in Japan, very difficult. Korean family, you know, Japanese really look down the Korean, they hate the Korean. You know, can you distinguish my face look like Korean or Japanese? My face look like Japanese? You don't know. Mm-hmm. But Japanese, we know. The Oriental people, we know Chinese and Japanese, Korean, a little different. Mm-hmm. Korean, usually, we know the high, the cheek on in here. Also, our face is a little fat, right? White. Mm-hmm. Japanese are a little dark skin. Mm-hmm. Japanese, they come from southern formation. We are coming from Mongolia.
the Japanese company, Phoenician. Phoenician is small shops, and that's